This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Sha'ban, 1446, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa. And more than 90% of the Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries and cities. So for that we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So next week Friday, inshallah, after Maghrib, we should scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. If the moon is sighted, that will usher in the month of Ramadan. And if the crescent is not sighted, then Saturday will be the 30th, and then Saturday night will be first Taraweeh, and Sunday will be the first Saum and the first fast, inshallah. And the du'as we should be reading from now till Ramadan Mubarak is, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, in this 1 week or so that is left, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Sha'ban, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. So many hopes, aspirations we have, but sometimes taqdeer-e-ilahi takes place. The person passes away and then he doesn't experience the Ramadan. So always beg Almighty Allah for khair and afiyah. The second dua, the first dua is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. The second dua is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save us, protect us for Ramadan. See today kidnapping, hijacking, sicknesses. Wa sallim Ramadan lana, and protect Ramadan for us, that we don't experience war and pandemic and pandemic and so forth and so on. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, all our broken speech, our actions, everything, you accept it in your divine court, O Rabbul Alameen. So brothers, we all are speaking about Ramadan, Ramadan. If somebody is to ask us, what is the meaning of Ramadan? So the meaning of Ramadan is tahriqu dhunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. We don't have to wait for Ramadan to start, my brothers. We must start burning the sins from now. Shaitan will come to us, young and old, male and female, and say, this is the last weekend before Ramadan. Go do some unda danda. Go meet the girlfriend, go meet the mistress, go to the casino, go here, whatever it is, Allah forbid. So that is the waswasa and whispering of shaitan. And shaitan, zayyana lahum shaitanu a'malu. He beautifies and embellishes the vices, and then we fall. We all are weak, so we all are sinners. So therefore, remember, brothers, that we have to suppress our desires and burn the sins. That is a good sign. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, student is Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, his student is Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. For all the ulama and the people who know Arabic, this is a book you must have. It is called Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. In there he wrote this, what I'm going to mention now. He said, before Ramadan Mubarak would start, then the Salaf-e-Salih, the pious predecessors, they would do two things. Number one, they would read Quran Sharif excessively. Therefore Shaaban is known as Shahrul Quran and Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qari Sahibs. Now they must prepare. You're going to read 4 rakats, 8 rakats, 10 rakats, Taraweeh, that's my portion. 20 we will read, but my portion is 4 rakats, 6, 8 rakats, whatever. So in that way there the preparation starts. But those of us who are not Imams, we also should be preparing. See, I mentioned to you 2 ahadith here. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي هِيَ حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ said, it is my heart's desire that every one of you, male, female, adult and child, that you should by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar, chapter 36 and 83 verses. If you start today, and next week Friday you will know it. If we really put our mind to it, how happy Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be that this ummati of mine be by hearted Surah Yasin. Then the same words I used, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي in Mustadrak Hakim for تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, and that is 30 verses. So every day 4, 5, 6 verses. So the next week Friday, Saturday, you will know it. So we should make a concerted effort, brothers. So Ibn Rajab Hanbali writes in the Ta'iful Ma'arif that the pious predecessors, this last 1-2 weeks of Shaaban, abandoned Quran Sharif. Second, they would take their zakat and go give the poor Muslim families. So that they can also have a good meal at suhoor time, sehri time. They could also have a good meal, iftar time and so forth. Many a time we say, no, I will not pay my zakat now. I haven't come for collection or anything, brothers, you know. Sometimes people think that, you know, Alhamdulillah, Allah has saved us from that. I just want to educate you and teach you what is the need of the hour. So that is the need of the hour. You look at the Muslim Ummah, South Africa, Africa, Palestine, Syria, Libya, Pakistan, Sudan, Kashmir, and the list goes on. So we must try and ensure that our zakat, we are already paying it now. So those people, when Ramadan starts, the resources are there. Already we empowered them. So that's a great thing for us to learn. What is Ramadan, my brothers? Let us just analyze it for a little while. The first 20 days of Ramadan is you are expressing your love for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ We love good food, we love good drink, halal, and we love our wives and so. We leave all that for a greater cause. Ya Allah, my love for you is extreme. We love you so much, all these others, we will postpone it, delay it for the night. Then the last 10 days is an increase in that love. Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job, but I'm leaving them and I come here in this beautiful masjid, Jummah Masjid in Witbank, come sit for itikaf. Thousands of people throughout the world. For you, brothers of Witbank, this is my appeal to you. I can't go. The Jutras have banned me, you know. They told me, AK, you're a troublemaker, and you there. I say, how can be a troublemaker? I don't have a for AK-47. So they say, yeah, you tell people this. I say, the only weapon I got is AK-255. So what is AK-255? So I told them AK Ayatul Kursi and verse 255, you see. They got more bad, you know, the Jutlas. So they banned me, otherwise I should be there a long time. But my earnest appeal to you, brothers, those of you who have performed Umrah, those of you who have performed Hajj, Al-Aqsa Yunadik, Aqsa is calling you, brothers. And you have the means here in Witbank. You South Africans, you Pakistani, Bangladeshi, wherever you come, you from Nigeria, Zimbabwe, wherever. Those of us who have been for Hajj and Umrah, so rather you go now to Aqsa for Etikaf, Nafil Etikaf, let's go. and show your solidarity there. We will make Ramadan with them in Aqsa al-Mubarak, with them, remember, in Bethlehem, with them there in Nablus, with them there in Hebron, and so many places you go, just to show the love we have for you. So remember, think about it, brothers, that they are crying out. We are the fortunate ones. We can still go. You can just go from here, and you can go via Jordan, you can go straight to Tel Aviv by plane, via Ethiopia, via Turkey. So many ways you can go. And don't be frightened. Just read 2 rakat salat and say, oh, go Damalai. So Damal will carry on, but we must show that is the need of the hour. What you say in Mehmet? What we say in Mehmet? Moka Satvi Ganje. Moka Satvi Ganje. You must look at the occasion. This is the occasion they need us. So if you go, one of you go, you take 100,000, you take 200,000, whatever is legal, you take zakat money, lillah money, whatever money you can get from your friends, family, and then you give it to them, small children, the widows, the people. You see the smile that will come out from them. You put your hand on that yatim children. Quran teaches us this, my brothers. Just now the Imam Sheikh Salih bin Humaid from our Hafiz Gora's place and our Haji Abdul Sattar's place, I was translating the khutbah from Makkah. So Sheikh Salih bin Humaid is telling the people there in Makkah surrounding that you wa yut'imuna at-ta'ama ala hubbihi miskina wa yatima wa asira. The true sign of the true believer is that he is feeding the poor, the needy, the orphans, the prisoners. How many of us even go to a prison and go worry about our Muslims there? Last week I was in Durban. Last week, you know, for 15 Shaban. So the one brother came to me, he said, one Muslim brother is in jail here. And they're in the one place I went. So I said, what are you doing about it? He said, no, we went there, we're giving food. I said, you must go there every day. The court case all will take place. He did some crime over there. But that's fine. That's his mistake. He'll pay for it. But our duty is we must go and arrange for his food and what have you. And so. What must be our intention, brothers? Quran is telling us, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءُ وَلَا شُكُورًا. When I'm giving you that money, I don't want no thanksgiving from you. I don't want nothing in return. I did it solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. So that is our Ramadan. So the last 10 days is a progression in love. So now Allah, my beautiful wife, my beautiful shop, everything I leave. And if I can't stay day and night, at least night time I come spend few hours here. Then, first of Shawwal, now my heart is saturated with the love of Allah. What happens after Ramadan? Allah says, Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat. The months of Hajj are well known. So what are the months of Hajj? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From Eidul Fitr, first Shawwal, to Eidul Adha, the 10th of Zulhijjah. Ya Allah, my hair. People ask me, you went for Umrah? I said, no, I go Thursday and shave my hair. You know, so this type of thing. So they think you went for Umrah. No, Umrah, just go cut the hair. No. So anyway, brothers, so we will sacrifice our hair, we will sacrifice our clothing, we will sacrifice our socks and shoes, we wear the towels, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. You see, brothers, it's an expression of love. This is the slogan of the lover. Whatever you tell me, I'm prepared to do. Story time, you like stories. Your children, you like stories. You like stories, small one. You understanding what I'm saying? What's your name? Huh? Your name? Salim. Allah keep you Salim, mashallah. Allah keep you safe and sound. One day our principal, Maulana Qasim Sema, somebody came to him there in Newcastle and told him, Maulana, I saw a dream. So he said, what you saw? He said, last night I saw I'm in a dream and I'm right inside the jewelry, I'm right inside the safe. So Maulana told him, the meaning is in a very safe place. Anyway, brothers, so our people, they go for Hajj and so forth, but they don't learn properly. They know labbaik Allahumma labbaik and that. So one of our Hajjis many years ago, he got lost. So he went to the police, the Saudi guy, and he asked him, where's al-bayk, al-bayk, but it's in ihram. He's telling the police, I'll beg. So the police tell him, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So that can Hajj be performed. So you must perform your siyam, your fasting. Remember with love. Perform your taraweeh with love. Yeah, in Witbank, I'm sure you've got five kidney. Jaga per taraweeh. Shea Jaga, six places you got. MashaAllah. I was in Ochis yesterday. They got five readers there. SubhanAllah, small place there. It's a miracle of South Africa. You know, I travel so many countries. You go Uruguay, there's no masjid in the whole country. Not one single masjid. Leave Hafiz and all that. So I went there, you must remember, and it's Ramadan time. And then what happens? So I'm giving a lecture after Asr. So two policemen came. So I asked them, Maulana, are they looking for me or what? They said, no, man. One husband, he assaulted his wife. So wherever the wife goes, then they go. All Muslims basically. I said, okay. So then Maghrib time is iftar. I said, don't give them dates, give them samosa, bhajjas and all these things. One elderly police, one young police. Kudrat ka karishma, in Urdu we say. Who is Allah and how He works? So that young policeman, he saw that these Muslim guys, they're going up and down and all that. So we in the front of what we know what's happening. So these youngsters came to me after Salat. They Salat, I'm not passing fatwa, I'm giving you a report back. They did 8 rakats and they go. I also did 8 and they go. They asked me, where are you going? I said, no, I'm going to make the Ravi with my wife there in the room. You know the hotel. They're all going now, so I also go away. I did with my wife tonight. So anyway, even now I still did with my wife tonight. One man, one vote. You know how it is. So anyway, so then these youngsters came. They say, policeman, he read Taraweeh. But some Muslim and all. So I say, very good. He said, no, you don't know how he read Taraweeh. I say, what he did? They say that he started like this. He put his hand by his chest. I said, very good. Then he say, he put his hand here by the navel. I said, very good. He said, he put his hand by the side. I said, very good. He said, after salam, he ran away. So they ask him, why are you saying very good? I say, when he started, he was a Shafi. Then he decided Hanafi. Then he decided Maliki. You know the Malikis, your better brothers here. So they put here. And after two rakats, he ran away like the Salafis. You know Salafis, they keep on running away. So you must understood. So like that you must remember. See Kudrat ka Karishma. He made sajda in Halat al-Kufr in Montevideo. The next year I went. I was speaking to the brothers. I say, policeman ka kya haal hai? How's policeman? Say, what you talking? After you left, after 3-4 days, he embraced Islam and Musalman. See, brothers. Hadat, how he changes. I'm in Argentina, Mar Plata, beautiful place. Just like our Durban, coastal city. And the weather is just like Durban. Our South Africans put up a masjid. I'm going to speak to you something else, but not to start with that. So I see one brother, days all like free for all business. So I see one brother is talking to one girl in the masjid. So I ask him, his name is Jamil. I say, Jamil, I see every day you talk to this girl, she's Muslim. He say, no, everybody they call Sheikh. Sheikh, not Muslim, she's a half Muslim. I say, Jamil, I'm lecturing for more than 40 years to Koro Galkar and there. Half Muslim, what you mean with half Muslim? They say, Friday she come masjid and Sunday she go church. So it's half Muslim. They make you jurma kar there, you know, I'm telling you. So then I kept quiet. You can't pass for 20, it's all new Muslims. So I told him, Jamil, you see the corner there? Every day me and you are going to make dua. We want to make mukul Muslim. Anyway, carried on. Next year again I was there, Mar Plata. If you go, you must go. I was South Africans. They put a beautiful masjid there. So anyway, and again next year I meet Jamil. So I said, Jamil, what's happening? He said, full Muslim. I say, you're confusing me, you know. What you mean now, full Muslim? He said, no. She only come more, she don't go to church. I said, no, that's good. I say, and now you still your girlfriend? I said, no, I married my wife. I said, what's her name? He said, Jamila. Jamil. I said, very good. I said, but Jamil, you know, my heart tells me I can't trust you too much. Show me which sheikh perform your nikah. So he said, they're sheikh, they go ask him. I said, okay. See, halat. They don't know whether they're coming or going. So when you travel in this world, you see ajib things there. So you got ulama, you got kufas, you must make qadr of them. This morning on the radio, I gave an incident. Some of you met him, I'm sure about it from his day. You, the older generation who went for Hajj in the 50s, 60s, Hazrat Maulana Badri Adam Sahib Nawwar Allahu Barakatuh. He was teaching there in Jabir. He taught our principal Qasim Sema Rahimullah. So then he migrated to Medina. He passed away in 64. My father and I met him. My father performed Hajj in 63. So brothers, when a Hafiz used to, when they started recycling the grave there in Medina in Baqi, subhanallah, they went to Hazrat Maulana's grave, the body is 100% intact. They got a shock. Does India Maulana, you understand, how come his body is like this? So they went to his sons and all of them and asked him, what your father used to do so special? He said, no. He said, nothing. He said, yes, one thing is to do, when a Hafiz come, like the Salim now, he become a Hafiz, for example, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, Maulana would never ever stretch his leg in the direction of the Hafiz. Other than out of respect, he said, he is Hamid a Quran, he's a Hafiz of Quran, he has the Quran in his heart. So how can I disrespect him? So when we show respect, Allah Jalla Wala will elevate our rank and status, my brothers. The last 5 minutes I got, my brothers, quickly, I want to take you to Gaza. Do you know what is the meaning of Gaza? Learn the Arabic terms. Don't get impressed by what you see on the TV and on your newspaper or radio. Gaza. Learn proper Arabic terms. Gaza fiha al-baraka. Gaza fiha al-rahma. Gaza fiha al-nusra. Who can take on the jutla for 16, 17 months and still you survive without much help and you defeat them also? It's quwwat imani. You need the true iman. Understand? Gaza, I'm sure there's a medical doctor here in the crowd. Gaza means, you see, our mothers, sisters, they have to make and prepare the bandage. So you call today when you go to doctor, gauze bandage. Gauze, they stole from us, from the Arabic lexicon, and they changed Gaza into gauze bandage. So see, they use the word today. What is Gaza? Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza. And remember, in the year 150, and his father was there, Muhammad bin Idris. He is Muhammad, his father is Idris. At the age of 2, his father passes away, he's yet. Mother said for him, iddat, all that, and then the iddat finishes, he's 2.5 years old, they make mashura, they went to Makkah Mukarramah, you understood? So he used to drink zamzam, day and night, he played there, learned there, whatever. He drink zamzam, day and night, Imam Shafi'i. He used to make dua at a young age, Allahumma zukni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. Quickly I give you his profile. At the age of 7, he completed Hafiz already. Who's his first teacher, brothers and sisters in Islam? We live on air, therefore I'm addressing the sisters. Who's his first, you must remember, teacher? Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, the African. Age of 7, Hafiz. Age of 10, he by-hearted the whole Imam Malik's Muatta. Whole of South Africa, you go, great ulama. If you find 5, 10 ulama who have by heart, and I don't know it. So you must remember, very few you will find. You'll be lucky even if you find 10. So at the age of 10, he by heart the whole Muatta Imam Malik. At the age of 13, he used to start the African teacher. Told him, Ya Shafi'i, O Muhammad bin Idris, start teaching here in the Haram Sharif. He's not even baligh properly. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He's a ustad teaching lessons in Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, his ustad told him that, O Muhammad bin Idris, Allah made you a genius. Start giving fatawa and verdicts. Who is this African teacher? Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji. Imam Abu Hanifa's one teacher, African, Atta bin Abi Rabah. When I used to take groups and go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, or go with my wife in her group, in Makkah we used to sit by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni from Halab, Aleppo, one of the greatest commentators of the Quran Sharif. 50 years in Makkah, he passed away in Istanbul, is buried there. Madina Munawwara, we used to sit by Sheikh Umar Falata. Any Nigerian here, you should know. 49 years he taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi. You know where he used to teach? In Riyazul Jannah. They never allowed anybody beside this African Sheikh. What honor for him to teach. So we used to sit there and kiss his hand, kiss his forehead. The lesson would start. So one day I told a South African, I want to give you this lesson. That I told a South African, see that Sheikh, the African Sheikh, my Ustad. When we sit, we kiss his forehead, we kiss his hand. In Masjid Nabawi, he told me, South Africa, that dati. You see, brothers, I want to be honest about this. Till we don't come out of this apartheid mentality of ours, my language is superior, my complexion is superior, you're not going to go very far. You call it ta'assum in Islam. You call it to be prejudiced in Islam. To open the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. The amount of prejudice we have, that amount of iman is expunged, is torn away from our hearts. Where is our iman? So my brothers, go to the poor, go to the needy, put your hand on the yatama. These are the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's very easy to do it with a Palestinian child. Our African children, how many of us did we ever put our hand on their head? Be honest about this. So remember, our message is we are the best. Share it with the rest. Islam for all for Islam. Allah jalla wa ala reward all the trustees, all the musallis, all the imams. Inshallah. Asr is quarter past five. Quarter past five is Asr Salat. We got the Nikah here today also. So we'll be back here, inshallah. So those who are available, you can come. We'll give you some nice advices how you must treat your wife also, inshallah. Nice time for sunnats. Yeah, read sunnats inshallah. Then after that, khutbah salat inshallah. Barakallah.